last 2 days, I've really pushed this team pretty far. And as I keep telling them, I'll keep pushing them because I think there's a lot in this group and you just got to keep pulling it out. And there's hard days, grindy days. That's what training camp is. Like I said, we're still in training camp mode, but they're giving me everything they have, and that's all you can ask for. So as a football team, I'm happy where we are. We still got some things to keep cleaning up, keep getting better at, but that's part of it. You know, that's training camp, and that's the way it goes. But we've had a real good 2 days, the last 2 days, I think, of building our football team, and that's what you look for.
So how do you think they've responded?
They haven't blinked. You know, they've asked for more, and that's what I like about this team. They haven't backed down from anything. From yesterday to today, to what I'm asking of them, I think this is how you build a football team, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to become a really good football team that's mentally and physically tough. In order to do that, you got to bump into each other quite a bit, and that's what we've done.
What got into the defense today? And
nothing got into them.
In
I don't think anything got into them. They practice. I don't think there's anything spectacular that got into them. They're just making plays. Some days it goes the offense ways. Some days it goes the defense way. That's football. That's the way it works.
You were in that New Orleans game, the Saints had three pretty long runs in that first quarter. So what did your run defense have to do better to?
Get off blocks, communicate better, and tackle. That's all it is. And I guarantee our guys will do that. We'll get better at those things.
Hey, Hugh, if you say they're giving you everything they have, offensively, are you a little concerned?
No. I don't know. We're practicing against each other. We've been practicing these same things since OTAs. So, no, I'm not concerned. I think you guys are more concerned about all that way more than I am because you guys write all these numbers and we're doing it. You guys, I don't mean any harm. You guys have no clue what we're doing every day or what we're trying to attempt to do. I've heard it all, but trust me, I laugh at it all based on what you guys are saying. But anytime you're mixing and matching like we are on offense, guys over there working out. I mean, we haven't really played as a unit yet. But at the same time, there's a lot of good things the offense has done. There's a lot of good things the defense has done. This is not offense against defense. This is the building of a football team, and that's what we're trying to do.
You on that one drive, Jerome had two breakups mm-hmm. and an interception. How good is it to see him come up with impact?
Outstanding. I mean, I am very happy with where we are defensively and where we're going. I'm happy in certain spots where we are offensively and where we're going because I have a vision. I can see where we're headed. And, you guys can't. I can. And that's okay. But at the same time, watching Jabril, watching these young players, even watching David Njoku make a play in the end zone, those are the things that I think we possess and can do. And that's what the young guys bring to our football team.
Did you ever have a stretch days like this last year?
No.
Were you pushing like this?
You guys were here.
Why this year, not last year?
Better football team. I expect more from this team. I want more from this team. And that's the expectation. I really believe we're going to be a better football team. We'll put a better product out on the field than what we did a year ago because I think these guys understand what we are.
Did you have a good look at Pepper's hit on the ball on the sideline?
Yeah, it's football. I mean, you don't want those. They're going to happen. It's a live period. You know, he's trying to get the ball out. You know, there's no question he wasn't trying to hurt him. He was trying to tackle him, get him down, and sometimes that's a reflex by players. So it's okay.
Is Njoku kind of settling in? It looks like he's – I thought he had a pretty good day.
Okay, just got to get in better shape. You know, he's been gone for a while. So you gotta play, man. You got to be out here every day grinding. It's hard. This is a hard business, and he's a young man who's learning how to play. I'm asking a lot of him. He's trying, and he's just got to continue to get better.
How much did Hall impress you to hang out with that ball?
I thought it was big time. It's a big-time play. It's third down and one. All of a sudden, we broke out in the formation, end up throwing a huge ball. I mean, that would have gave us an opportunity to score points. That's what this is all about. It's those little moments that I'm watching our football team get better at. Now, the defense wish they had a different call at that time. We didn't get that communicated, and that's why those things happen. But that's how we try to catch people as we go through this season. Those things will come up, and those plays will be made.
This is a list on a little bigger than just this team, but there have already been a couple guys who have not stood up for the national anthem, partly because some guys said because of Charlottesville over the weekend. Have you thought that through at all to think about what you would do if one of your guys felt that way?
Well, I think everybody has a right to do, you know, and I get it, but the national anthem means a lot to myself personally, or organization, or football team. I hope, you know, again, I can't speak. I haven't really talked to our team about it. I would hope we don't have those issues. I understand there's a lot going on in the world. I like to just keep it here, you know, what we deal with. We try to deal with as a team in our closed environment. We talk about things, but hopefully that won't happen. I can't tell you it won't happen. But I just know our guys. I don't think that's where our focus is, and we hope the things that are going on in the world get ironed out. But I know right now we're doing everything we can to get our football team better.
Hugh, not to get too far ahead on Peppers, but what does it mean to have a player with his dynamic skill-making, playmaking in your secondary?
He can do some things. I mean, because if he gets the ball in his hands, he's probably going to score because he has that kind of skill. Once the ball touches his hand, I was trying to explain to him, in that situation, the game's over. Just get down, you know.
Is that you told him the answer?
Yeah, but he's going to score. You know, he's trying to go score. So game over, let's protect the lead, and that's what we do. So that's a teaching moment for him. But, again, he's growing and getting better every day. You know, there's been questions about if he can play in the post. I think he's showing you he can play anywhere. You know, I think he's a very dynamic player, and I'm glad he's here.
Impressed that Al Saunders could get bloodied like that, put a Band-Aid on, and just keep running.
That's what we do. I mean, these coaches are resilient too now. We can't knock us down. We got to keep playing. Al did a great job today. He took one in the face and kept on going, and that's what you do.
Deshaun to the Val pass at the end was kind of reminiscent of the other night, but just what does that do for an offense when you have a quarterback who can consistently have that threat?
Hey, when you have an opportunity in the National Football League, a guy that can make plays with his arm, I think it's unbelievable. But I'm going to say it again, there's a lot that goes to that. You know, it's not just firing the ball down there. Everybody got to protect still. I mean, our protection unit got to still work better and do some things better, but they did a good job there and gave us a chance to make a play. Now I'm disappointed in the defense. We can't let the ball go over our head in that situation. That's the last play of the game. So, yeah, that was the last play of the game, and it was kind of like a Hail Mary, and Deshaun threw it down there, and we made a play. But we got to make sure we get that play stopped.
Is that what the up-downs were all about?
I'm sure it was.